Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Holy baloney! Who is that?
This guy was next level hot! And there's more. As I neared him, he didn't run off looking afraid! Seeing me dumbfoundedly gasping, Scarlet elbowed me.
Wake up, chica! We're late!
She giggled as she dragged me to class.
I saw it. Never thought I'd see the day that Margot the Troublemaker would go all gooey-eyed over some boy.
Scarlet teased me. I blushed and was completely tongue-tied, eyes looking around awkwardly.
It's a shame you're basically a walking, talking boy repellent.
Yeah, right. I lowered my head to think, and when I looked up, Scarlet was texting, probably some cringe overload message to her boyfriend Keith. I rested my chin on my hands and stared out of the window as I found myself daydreaming about that cute mystery guy.
What time do you call this? Are you trying to get me kicked out of this place for covering for you again?
So's.
I had something super important to do with Alfie.
Important, huh?
So I could end up in trouble for covering your butt? Because you want to pull some lame prank with that loser?
Nuh-uh.
How many times do I have to tell you? We only pranked him once, and that jerk totally deserved it.
About that jerk? He's the captain of the basketball team, and Alfie's my friend. Okay, he might look a bit intimidating, but he's a nice guy. But that jock not only knocked Alfie out with his basketball, he also took his money out of his pocket when he was down. We weren't gonna let him get away with this. So that night, we snuck out and poured greasy cooking oil all over the field, which made the whole team slip and fall again and again. It was hilarious. Unfortunately, word of our involvement reached the principal, so Scarlet had to call her dad to help me. Okay, so this wasn't exactly the first time Scarlet had saved me. She only got mad as she had to save Alfie's butt too, even though she hates him.
Come on, I'm sorry.
Would you mind? It's midnight and we need to sleep.
Shut up, Miley. No one asked you.
Fine. Go to bed and shut up so we can actually get some sleep.
Poof. Those girly girls. Wake up, princess. The class is over.
I groggily got up and followed Scarlet like a zombie to the cafeteria. But then I came to an abrupt halt. There, standing on the corner of the hallway, was that handsome guy.
What on earth is going on?
I've asked Keith to do some research. Now, do you want my help or not? I still froze and couldn't say anything. OMG, I'd never felt so nervous like this before. I nodded while holding her arm.
Wow. So all it took for the mighty Margot to turn into a timid wreck was some dude? Oh, and by the way, he's called Jared, and he's studying classical music. Very elegant.
Huh?
I blurted out. Classical music? This sucks! I mean, how's a girl like me ever gonna reach his level?
Don't worry, I'll help you.
Then she changed her attitude.
On one condition.
You know what? Scarlet demanded me to stop hanging out with Alfie, because it was not good for the girly image I needed to get Jared's attention. Plus, I wouldn't be allowed to pass the dorm's curfew. If I broke these conditions, then she wouldn't help me anymore.
Fine. I agree.
Sorry, Alfie.
you'll just have to carry on without me. Keith befriended Jared and asked him to come over to our school again to check on those pianos in the music room. When there's an oops emergency, he will leave Jared with me, who it turns out is struggling with the piano. Genius! As you can see, this plan is going well so far. Just this dress was really suffocating me. Ugh. But being around Jared seemed to suffocate me even more. Luckily, he was quite friendly, so we started talking easily, and now he's playing for me.
Do you have any plans after school?
No, not yet.
I'm about to go to this music cafe in town. Would you like to join me?
OMG! Of course, I said yes! Does this count as a first date? We actually had a lot of fun. I was in seventh heaven. On our way back, I was startled when I saw Elfie across the street. Noticing me with Jared, Elfie glared at me with this maddened, wide-eyed look. I gave him the shush sign and looked away.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
No surprises. My phone beeped. You blew me off to hang out with that sissy boy? And what's with your clothes? Jeez. Elfie was angry for sure, but I couldn't do this right now. I'd promised Scarlett I wouldn't talk to him anymore. So I ignored the message and walked straight past him. As soon as I arrived back at the dorm, the girls cooed around and asked me about the date. They seemed so happy for me. So, when's the next date? He asked me to come over to his school tomorrow, and then we're gonna have dinner. Ah! The girls screamed in unison. Surprising, as I didn't think these grumpy girls cared this much about me. I was so excited about the date, so I arrived early at Jared's school to find him practicing with another girl. I walked into the room with a smile on my face, and Jared introduced me to her, Maeve. Then he told me to wait there and left to go to the bathroom. This Maeve girl sniggered, then looked me up and down and said, "Give it up. An unrefined girl like you doesn't deserve him." Huh? What on earth did I ever do to her? Angry, I knocked over her music sheets. She picked it up, then sternly said, "Just you wait. I won't let you get away with it." Then she shoved past me and stormed off. Then, at dinner, I couldn't help it. So, that Maeve?
Our parents are very close, so we've been friends since we were little, and now we both study music.
She seems really into you.
I'm not so sure about that. We're just friends.
So he doesn't like that Maeve girl? I guess. Just forget about her. I have a very important date with Jared, and I need your help. Right at that moment, a call from Alfie arrived, but Scarlett was sitting right next to me, so I couldn't pick up. After a few calls, he texted me. You gotta help me this time. I can't do it by myself. Oh, God help me. I didn't have the heart to abandon my friend. So, I decided to sneak out and go see Elfie. Okay, so it's not what you think. Those times I was late weren't because we were up to no good. We've been fixing up this abandoned house for these homeless kids instead. This time, one of those kids, Kevin, had a serious fever. I had to help Elfie borrow some money and take Kevin to the hospital. I tried to be deadly quiet as I crept into the dorm room. But I swear, Scarlett is the lightest sleeper in existence. And sure enough, she was there waiting for me.
Oh, hi, Margot. It's nice of you to join us.
Yeah, sorry. It was, an emergency.
You just can't help yourself, can you? You broke our agreement to go hang out with that thug friend of yours.
I'm not helping you ever again.
This sucked. It looked like I was on my own. This is it. My big date with Jared. His dad's the conductor here, and from what I can gather, that's a massive deal. Without Scarlett to help me find the right dress for this event was a nightmare. Oh man, everyone looked so luxurious and classy. I felt like a sore thumb. This obviously wasn't the world I belonged to. But Jared's gentle smile soothed me down a lot. But soon, Maeve was coming towards us. Ugh!
Jared, darling, congrats! I think this concert will be amazing!
Oh, it's you again.
Nice dress.
Ugh! She was really pulling on my leg. But stay calm. Now breathe. Breathe. Then they both talked about Mozart, Beethoven.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I didn't understand a thing, as well as the whole concert. I didn't understand either. Afterward, Jared led me over to his parents. OMG, this was scary. I gave them the bouquet of flowers I've prepared and congratulated them on the concert. Luckily, they both seemed really friendly and were really content with my gift. But then Maeve appeared and hugged Jared's mom.
Jared, it's lovely to be around such polite girls.
Smirking, Maeve replied,
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Margot here likes hiding her true personality.
Okay, so I may have failed to keep my cool and blurted out some bad words. Oops. Jared and his parents looked shocked by this. But before I could try and rectify the situation, Maeve pulled out her phone and waved around a photo of me with Alfie. I wanted to explain, but I just ended up stuttering out a load of nonsense. In the end, Jared pulled me aside and told me,
I think it's best if you just leave.
I ran out of there close to tears. Worse still, I couldn't run in this dumb dress. I'd lost Jared, and it was past curfew. So if I went back now, Scarlett would get mad at me. So I decided that I wasn't going to go back. Nope. Instead, I was going to run away. I'd been staying here for a couple of days. I feel safe here. And Alfie bought me some clothes and food. Ugh, why is she here? I wasn't in the mood for a lecture. But to my surprise, she rushed over to me and wrapped her arms around me.
How could you just leave me like that? Have you any idea how worried I've been? Anyway, Alfie told me everything. I'm sorry for misjudging you.
She pulled away.
You do stink, though.
There's one more person who wants to see you, Margot.
I looked at him with confusion. Then at the door, it was Jared.
Margot, when I saw that photo, I was shocked. I thought it must be some joke to you, and you were really with Alfie. But then I couldn't stop thinking about you. Now I've spoken to Scarlett and Alfie. I know better. I like you, Margot. The real you. And I don't want you to think you have to change for me. Do you think you can give this idiot another chance?
I hesitated, pretending that it was something I had to think about. Then smirking, I shouted out yes and rushed into his arms. So, what now?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Well, I'm back in the dorm, and yep, I still sneak out, and yep, Scarlet still covers for me. Jared and I are an official couple, and he's even helping me with a fundraiser concert to help out the homeless kids. So, I guess that this tough girl is actually not so tough after all.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.